You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report another suspect has been arrested in connection with a shooting at Ewell Park on March 26th. Jacquez Deontay Burdett, age 18, of Dixie Inn, was taken into custody by the Southern Arkansas University campus police in Magnolia. After he was arrested, it was discovered that Burdett was wanted in connection with the shooting. He's facing charges of four counts of attempted second-degree murder and illegal use of a firearm. He is the fourth suspect to be arrested in connection with the shooting, where four persons were injured. Jamonte Holyfield, age 21, of Homer, Reginald Moore Jr., age 19, of Heflin, and Jalen Teal, age 22, of Minden, have all been arrested in connection with the incident, believed to be gang-related. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest on a warrant for careless operation, another on various warrants, including improper passing, no motorcycle endorsement, expired driver's license, and seatbelt warrants. Minden City Police report arrests on various outstanding bench warrants. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 76, east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low near 53 with an east wind at 5 miles an hour. Sunny Wednesday, high 76, east wind 5 miles an hour. Cloudy Wednesday night, low near 55, east wind 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny Thursday, high 75. Clear Thursday night, low near 55. And that's the area weather forecast. In a recent session of Ward 1, Minden City Court, held before Judge Sherb Santel, Travis Barton was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for criminal mischief. Anthony Brown was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Petrosky Crawford was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for possession of an alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle. Cordera Drew was fined $500 plus court cost or 60 days in jail plus 60 days suspended and 6 months probation for DWI. And $200 fine in court cost or 20 days in jail for hit and run, and a $100 fine in cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Was also fined $400 plus court cost or 40 days in jail for driving under suspension. Dejani Ferguson was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Jadarius T. Gillens was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for possession of an alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle and fined $100 plus court cost or 20 days in jail for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance. Jacarion Kemp was fined $500 plus court cost or 50 days in jail plus 6 months probation for underage DWI and fined $100 plus court cost or 20 days in jail for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance. D'Angelo Lyons was fined $100 plus court cost or 20 days in jail for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance. Jamarier Manning pleaded not guilty to simple battery and will stand trial at a later date. Mauricio Murphy has a trial date of May 24th for remaining after being forbidden, theft, speeding, no driver's license, and no insurance. Deshinsky Scott was fined $1,000 plus court cost for careless operation and a $100 fine for possession of an alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle. Jaleesha Sims was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court and $250 fine in court cost or 25 days in jail for child desertion. Kiara Sims pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery, simple battery, resisting an officer, disturbing the peace, and simple criminal damage to property and will stand trial at a later date. Joseph Fullwood, Russell Jones, and Frederick Judgeware were each fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. A meeting of the Dixie Inn Board of Aldermen is scheduled for today at the Village Hall in Dixie Inn. The meeting starts at 5 o'clock. On the agenda will be village water rates and various departmental reports. The meeting is open to the public. A free workshop on managing forests and open land for early successional wildlife habitat is tonight and will be held at the Bossier Parish Library History Center at 2206 Beckett Street in Bossier City. On-site registration will begin at 5:15. Program starts at 6 p.m. Those who wish to pre-register or need more information can call or text 318-237-8350. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries will host its 12th annual Boating Education Lanyap Day, scheduled for April 22nd at several locations, including the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries office on Highway 80. Sponsors include the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association and the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. You're urged to register early as space is limited at each of the seminars. To register, go online to www.wlf.louisiana.gov/page/boater education and click on Find a Course Near You. Anyone born after January 1, 1984 must complete an approved boating education course and carry proof of completion to operate a boat in excess of 10 horsepower. Again, it will be held on April 22nd at the Wildlife and Fisheries Office on Highway 80. Funeral services for Mary Sue Ford are scheduled for 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon at the Holly Springs Baptist Church with Byron Longino officiating. Burial will follow in the Holly Springs Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for 5 p.m. today in the Roseneath Funeral Home. Survivors include her children Doug Ford, Danny Ford, and Don Ford, all of Homer, a sister, Martha Wimberly of Minden, 9 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ricky Carr, age 58, of Heflin, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Christian Faith Worship Center in Shreveport. Burial will be in the Pleasant Grove Cemetery in Blanchard. Graveside services for Jackie Bruce Cook are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Bistineau Cemetery in Heflin with Richard Methvin officiating. Survivors include a son, Joseph Joey Cook of Heflin, a daughter, a brother, a sister, 4 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren also survive. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. And a reminder on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will have a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. They have to give away a female part Belgian Shepherd, German Shepherd dog, about a year old, 426-3325. That's a one-year-old female part Belgian Shepherd, German Shepherd dog to give away, 426-3325. Two rooms for rent for $300 a month each with bills paid. Looking for a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340. They have for rent two rooms. $300 a month each with bills paid. Wanted, 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340. Okay, a male registered English Mastiff dog to give away, but we'll need a fenced-in yard for information. 390-2167. A male registered English Mastiff dog is to give away, but we'll need a fenced yard. 390-2167. A gas stove for sale at 382-5626. For sale, a gas stove, 382-5626. Wanted, someone to dig up shrubs at 2035. Wanted, someone to dig up some shrubbery. They're at 2035. For sale, some 2x4s, 16 feet and 8 feet long. They're at 268-0261. That's for sale, some 16-foot and 18-foot 2x4s for sale. 268-0261. Wanted, a set of twin-size beds with mattresses, 382-2236. Wanted, a set of twin size beds and mattresses. They're at 382-2236. For sale, a six drawer dresser, 560-3145. They have for sale a six drawer dresser. They're at 560-3145. For sale, a fish cooker, $250 at 382-5638. Fish cooker for sale, $250, 382-5638. Wanted, an egg incubator. Call 4543. Please leave message. Wanted, an egg incubator. Call 4543 and leave a message. Wanted, a washing machine. Call 371-9015. Wanted, a washer at 371-9015. Wanted, a small freezer at 707-3525. Please leave a message. Wanted, small freezer, 707-3525. Please leave message. Fresh eggs for $3 a dozen at 707-0069. Fresh eggs for sale, $3 a dozen at 707-0069. Flat screen TV for sale, make offer at 5217. They have a flat screen TV, make offer at 5217.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.